For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome, sports fans, to another episode of Untapped Keg Sports. I'm one of your hosts, RJ Zimmerman, here with my brother-in-law, Monte Ball, and special guest, Andrew Jamil from the Fan Control Football League, the Glacier Boys. Woo! Yeah! Hopefully I don't wake up my kids and my wife gets mad.
My man's been balling out.
You have been. I'm not even going to lie. I saved this for the podcast because it's good content, but... The first game, you balled out. You had a really good game. And I was like, oh, why does he have to be on the Glacier Boys? And then they franchise tag you, like, right away. And it's like, darn it. Actually, going into that first draft, like, after the very first one, so it would be the second draft, before they franchised you, I tweeted at Mons and I said we were going to draft you because we had a pick before, and he was sweating. He didn't see that.
I don't know why. I'm like, wait. We have the opportunity to franchise tag somebody, so we're obviously going to use that on Andrew for sure. But before we get down this path, Andrew, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I mean, this whole thing's just a new experience, being in a bubble. You know what I mean? It's something none of us have ever experienced.
Yeah, please explain a little bit more about that. So you're located in Atlanta right now, right?
Atlanta, yep.
And then what's up with this bubble that you're talking about?
So we got here January. We all had to quarantine for a week. They give us our own rooms, which is nice. So I mean, I'm in a regular hotel room. It's a nice hotel. So they put us in our own rooms, and we had to spend a week in quarantine when we first got here. Then we got out, we started practicing a little bit, had 3 weeks of training camp, and then we started rolling in the games. But the bubble, I mean, the commissioner told us he was on, Zooms with the NBA commissioner. What's his name? Silver?
Adam Silver, yep.
He said they had direct calls with him, and they modeled this bubble after the NBA bubble because they were like – when the NBA did their bubble, they had zero COVID cases. And now that they're playing and they're not in a bubble, they got teams missing games and guys missing games because of COVID.
Right.
So the commissioner, Ray, he's basically just like, he told us he's been working on this league for 7 years. Like, is how long he's been waiting to put it together. And now that we got something like COVID, he just doesn't want, you know, the FCF to flop because of something like that. So he's just got to take every, you know, protocol necessary. So the bubble is what it is. Like, obviously it sucks. Can't see anybody, can't go anywhere. But I mean, I just, once I wrap my mind around it, that this is what it is for the next 2.5 months, I look at it as a positive. You know what I mean? There's no distractions. Right. I'm just in the bubble and I'm just playing football.
That's true. Yeah. I mean,
it's only 6 games, quick season.
True. And I think it the beauty about it too is it sucks being in the bubble, but you're given an opportunity to showcase your talent.
Exactly. Put it this way: during a pandemic, I would be at home. I'd be bartending at my family restaurant and training. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
I'm not mad at all being here in this bubble.
What was the process like getting into the league? I know they had tryouts in different cities. This is something I just found out this week. I didn't realize they had tryouts in different cities. So where did you have your tryouts, and then what was it like to get in?
So I met, DeAndre Francois, the old Florida State. He's playing here. He's doing really well. We actually just drafted him.
To my chagrin. I know.
I did a free agent showcase in San Diego in front of some NFL scouts. And he was there and he really liked me, DeAndre. So we ended up exchanging numbers. And, you know, a couple weeks later, he texted me. He said, yo, my agent just sent me, you know, a link to this workout in Atlanta, and it's for this new league. And he and I both didn't know anything about the league, the FCF, but we were like, there's going to be good competition there, and they film everything. So at the very least, I was like, I'm going to go there, run some routes, catch some balls against some good competition, get some good film that I can use for other teams. I ended up going there, and the commissioner talked to us, told us about the league. I thought it sounded cool. And then they had the YouTuber Destroying. He showed up to the camp, and, you know, he started doing his thing, filming everything. So I ended up doing really well at that showcase, as I expected. And, you know, he kind of blew me up a little bit on social media, posting those videos. So it just took off from there. And the commissioner called me a couple weeks later. He's like, you know, you'll be a star in this league. If you play, we're going to promote you, you know, you can ball. And I mean, I was just a free agent just at home training, and I was tired of not playing football. So, you know what I mean? I came here and I knew it'd be a good opportunity to get some film, and a lot of people would be watching. So,
absolutely, man.
Got to do it.
Well, we're watching. We're big time fans, and still, you know, I think I chose the right team. I chose the right team, and that being the Glacier Boys, of course. Let me go ahead and showcase this again, and then obviously once they picked you up, I was like, oh yeah, let's go. I was like, let's go. So we were talking a little bit offline, and you know, I want to share it here, obviously, with everybody. You know, when once they made that decision to pick you. I had the opportunity to obviously watch a little bit of your tape, check out some of that YouTube video. And I was like, oh, yeah, this kid most definitely can ball. This kid can run some sharp routes. This kid is reminding me of like a Scotty Miller, a shifty Wes Welker, somebody who you can lose very quickly. You know, as being a defense, you can just lose this player. And that's exactly, you know, what you remind me of. And you have not missed a beat, man. You started, you know, right out of the gate. So I guess my question to you, man, is how are these practices looking? You know, because every single person is like every single team, right? The four teams, every single player is practicing at the same time, like on the same field, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So how is that working?
I mean, it's definitely weird because we're playing in games against the guys we practice with.
Yeah.
We get so many reps, you know what I mean, since we've been here through training camp, and even, you know, this week we've done one-on-ones and practice and stuff like that. And it's a little weird because obviously I want to win the reps and I want to put good film out there. But at the same time, it's like I don't really want to show these guys too much because I know I'm going to line up for a one-on-one with them Saturday, you know. And that's weird because, you know, like in practice, normally you do whatever and then you get ready for your game and you're playing against totally new guys that haven't seen you. So, like, it's either an advantage or – but now the whole thing's just it's different. It's a little weird, but I mean, it's cool. I'm liking it.
And I'm glad you brought. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to keep rambling.
So as RJ knows, I have a really bad habit of talking over people. But I was just going to say I'm glad you brought that up because that was my question. I was like, wait, you know, as a receiver, there's so much craft that goes into getting off the line and. Your head fakes and getting out of your breaks, et cetera, accelerating out of your breaks. And you can finesse it however you want to finesse it. So I'm so glad you brought that up because that was my next question. Like, how do you go about disguising your routes to the people that you're practicing against 24/7?
Yeah. That's the whole name of the game for a receiver. You know what I mean? You have to be able to make the same route look different. You know what I mean? If I'm running a corner route, I can't just run vertical and stick it. I can do it once, but then the next time I got to run vertical and give him a double stick or get my head inside like I'm running a post. You know what I mean? I got to make it look different. So it's almost like the thing with the bubble, even though it sucks, that situation, I try to look at it as a positive and it's just getting me better. You know what I mean? Because I got to learn how to perform. It doesn't matter who's covered me, how many times they've covered me. If they know what I'm going to run, it's making me work on my weaknesses, you know?
That's literally what
the first couple days of training camp, I feel like I was killing dudes. Like they just had never seen me before. They didn't know what I had and I was killing dudes. And then after a couple days, it's like they start to learn tendencies and different ways to cover you. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
It's almost more impressive though, that you're balling out against the players that you practice against daily. So they and you guys all have the same plays, correct?
Yeah, we all run the same
plays. It's even more impressive in my eyes that they know the handful of plays that you're going to run, and they've already seen you run those and try to defend you time after time after time in practice, and then you still go out there on game day, and you can literally just tell them your route, and you're still going to catch the ball for a game. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a different experience. This whole football league, it's different, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what's so nice about it. I mean, it reminds me of the Arena League, but at the same time, there's so many differences. So in week one, the very last series, the fifth down was used for the first time. How much confusion did that give you guys, as well as us? Because we were confused. We had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, they told us about it ahead of time. But, like, once the game's being played, you're not thinking about that. Like, we're thinking, all right, let's get this stop. And then, you know, the offense is going out there. We get the stop, and then they're like, nope, now the other team gets a fifth down. And we're like, oh, shit, that's what it is.
Right. So
they try to make it like a video game, you know?
Right, right.
I don't know if you watched the games last week, but we had the Bees to beat. We had them beat.
Oh.
And I was saying, there was, like, a minute left. And I was saying to the quarterback, I'm like, honestly, I just hope they score now to tie the game so we can go out there and win the game. You know what I mean? Because we'll have the ball with 45, 30 seconds left. They ended up scoring with 35 seconds left. I'm like, that's perfect. Because the clock stops under 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's perfect. We're going to pick them apart. Someone's going to score a game winner. It's over. They score to tie it. And then as we're getting ready to go back out there, they had they called it an onside kick.
Right.
So they get one play that's a 4th and 10. If they pick it up, it's still their ball. If they don't get it, it's our ball. And they ended up getting in, and they went down and won the game. So it screwed us over, but it is exciting. It makes the game different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the rule that the NFL was thinking about adopting.
They brought it up again to adopt it, a 4th and 15 from the 25.
Yeah. I almost think that's better. That's way more exciting, in my opinion.
It is.
Way more exciting.
And I can see why people would argue both, because it is exciting, but at the same time, it messes with, like, the original game. You know what I mean? True. So
true. Yeah, but so did the 3-point line, and now it's a better game, people would argue. So
yeah, that's true.
I mean, we've watched every game, though. We've watched every game.
Yeah,
every single game. Very, very exciting. RJ, what were you about to say?
So I was just gonna bring up. I was looking up your stats for. In college, and let me tell you, that is a ridiculous stat line. So you went to a D2 school, Stonehill College, in Massachusetts, right?
Yep.
How many school records do you have there?
I'm pretty sure I hold every receiving record all time. Whatever the category, receiving, it's me.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Let's go.
So. Let's see here. 39 games played, 308 receptions, 3,639 yards, 30 touchdowns. 30 touchdowns in 39 games as a wide receiver.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I'm telling you, man. Who do y'all got like this on the Wild Aces?
Exactly. Ain't got nobody like that.
We have Jurdy, though, so
Jurdy's funny, dude. Yo, I got a quick funny story about Jurdy.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
He's the man, obviously. He's my boy. So we're sitting downstairs. This happened this morning. You'll probably anyway, he's like, he hands me a water bottle. He's like, yo, bro, I'm doing this like promo thing for this water company. Like, can you just help me out real quick? I'm like, yeah, no problem. He gives me the water bottle. And he makes me peel the label off, and he's like, all you got to do is take a sip and say, see, even I drink it. I'm like, yeah, I got you, bro. I can do that. So I do it, finish it. I'm like, yo, so like, what company was this for? And he's like, it's called GBT. I'm like, what's that mean? He's like, it stands for Glacier Boys Tears. I'm looking at him. I said, and he filmed me doing it. I'm looking at him. I said, did you just set me up? He said, yes, I did. Like, I guess Greg, something with the Wild Aces, they, like, started talking shit to the Glacier Boys saying, like, they drink their own tears. So Jurdy has a video of me taking a sip of a water bottle and going, see, even I drink it. And he's like, the Wild Aces are going to tweet it on game day. I'm so pissed. I'm like, dude, I can't trust you. I'm trying to be a good friend, helping you out. And this is what you did. Wow.
Steve,
so when you see that on Twitter, just know that he set me up.
That's awesome.
Because RJ actually brought it to my attention. I think it was about a week, maybe 10 days before the first game, the inaugural game of the FCF.
Yeah.
And, RJ brought it to my attention about how much trash talking goes on Twitter. And I was like,
Wild Aces especially.
Oh yeah. We're throwing down. We don't care who you are. We're coming hard.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of trash talking like normal. I hop on Twitter and I'm like, whoa. Oh my God, we're getting after it. We gotta get in
there. No filter.
I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. NFL, the NFL is the NFL. It's exciting, but the players are, they're censored. They're censored.
Right. Very.
And that was the beauty about the XFL. But obviously that didn't, whatever. And the FCF, I mean, the trash talking, letting the players be themselves. Let's see who Andrew is. Let's see who these players are. Let them trash talk. Let them do them on the field.
Exactly.
Don't censor them. And that's just the beauty about it. That's just another exciting element.
And that's partially Greg Miller is a massive WWE fan. He backyard wrestled as a little kid. They filmed it and played it back. They had their own storylines and stuff. I kid you not. So whenever you see him as the owner, he's playing a WWE heel. He's normally not this in your face douchebag, but he's playing a douchebag as a character. And then when you ask him questions about the league, he's 100% invested. He loves the league. Yeah. He loves everything. He's been, he's been promoting it for over a year because it was supposed to start last year and then COVID hit.
Right.
I think, I'm pretty sure. So then that pushed it back to this year because they weren't sure. Because it was supposed to happen in Vegas. I remember that. So
they said it's going to be in Vegas.
Oh, that makes sense. So, and I'm happy with Atlanta though. You guys have been putting on a show, but how much fun is it on draft day with the entrances coming in? You got a bunch of nerds doing some nerdy stuff. Do you get all the references? Because I got most of them because I'm a big nerd. So yesterday, the offensive line comes out with, or no, it was the defense came out with the Naruto right away.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was awesome. I loved that.
You saw the other group jump the refs.
Yeah, that was. Then the refs were awesome about it. It seems like it's a one big happy family you guys have there.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, like I said, we're in a bubble, so everyone that's in this hotel for 2.5 months, we just got to make it happen. So it's been going good.
So So do you guys have a game room or anything like that? You know what I mean? An entertainment room or?
Yeah, where we eat, it's a pretty big ballroom. So a lot of us hang out there, and we're sponsored by Twitch. So they have tons of TVs and consoles, and we can play games with the fans, and we still have lifts too. So they keep us busy. We got plenty of shows that they do for the FCF. We have Tape Don't Lie. We got Deep Fade where we get a haircut. So they keep us busy.
Yeah. That's so as RJ and I have obviously been watching the league. We're trying to learn as much as we can. So we're like, who's sponsoring this? Where's the money coming from?
And we got Wendy's.
You guys got some big names. You guys have some big
games. And obviously all the owners are huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Wendy's,
Marshawn.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? Marshawn?
I was just naming some of the owners. You know what I mean? We got some big name people. Yeah. Marshawn, Quavo. Marshawn was, he was here the first week. He put on a uniform in the locker room and was acting like he was going to play. It was so funny.
That was funny. I thought for sure he was going out there. Thought he was going to take a bag of Skittles, score on his first run and eat some Skittles. But
how you think he would have done, Monty?
Marshawn, he's a different animal, man. He's in that realm of Adrian Peterson where it doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter how long he's gone without carrying a football, doesn't matter if he hasn't lifted or worked out in 2 years. He's just one of those athletes where you just – or those beasts, you just give him the ball and he's going to perform.
Yeah. Dude runs so
Marshawn hard. Is ridiculous. Marshawn Lynch is possibly one of the most gifted running backs ever that has the worst body ever. For a running back.
What you mean coming for on the sidelines and eating Skittles is it doesn't give you like the Josh Gordon type body?
You want to know what Russell told me? Russell Wilson told me that he would put Skittles in his like Gatorade bottles and just fill it with water and just during halftime just go to his locker, grab it, and just chug it. And I'm like, yo. Talk about the crash.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about that crash. But yeah. Man, this that's awesome. That this league is a very entertaining league because, for one, every single game, I'm telling you, has been, what, RJ, to the last yep. play?
Yeah. Last series at the very least. But, yeah, every game has come down to the final play.
And then our coach was like, people are going to think this league is fixed. Because every single game has come down to the last possession.
Yeah.
Which just, like, doesn't happen. But, I mean, that's what's cool about the FCF. It's almost like Madden. Like, you need to get one stop, and you got to get your conversions. And then that's how you win the game. Sometimes it's whoever gets the ball last, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Crazy. All right. Question for you. What is your favorite thing about the FCF? Other than, obviously, having the opportunity to play. And, you know, obviously get some good tape out there, which you are. What is one thing about the FCF league that is your favorite that most people wouldn't know? You know what I mean? Like, because to us, all we see is just Saturday.
Right.
And that may be a broad question slash maybe vague in a sense. But
I got something. So, I mean, I'm from a small town, and I played Division II at a small school.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing with guys like DeAndre Francois, Johnny Manziel. Like, there's so many guys here that, not only are stud football players, but I mean, they're just good dudes too. And that I can now call my friends and I feel like I could get dropped anywhere in the country. And I feel like I would now know somebody that's, you know, around me and I could hit them up and I could work out with them, hang out. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many guys here that play just big time football, which is cool to me because I was a high school and a college kid sitting on the couch watching teams like Wisconsin and every other big school play on Saturdays, and now I'm playing in the same league as these guys. You know what I mean? I remember being a senior in high school and sitting on the couch with my little brother, and we're like, yo, this Francois kid's nasty for Florida State. Like, this dude's so good, and now I'm catching passes from him. Like, that's the craziest thing to me. To a lot of guys, they wouldn't say that because a lot of guys here have, you know, already been in the NFL or played big-time football, so it's new. It's not new to them. For me, playing with guys like this, it's unreal. You know what I mean?
I think either way, I mean, no matter what, I think, yeah, you just have such a good mindset about it. I think no matter what, at the end of the day, you still have the opportunity to play.
That's all it is.
I'd probably be trash right now if I went into the FCF, but it's such an exciting.
Yeah, goal line back. 1-2 yards, you get in.
RJ, what you think?
I don't know if you could run it under 540 right now, so I don't know if he'd be getting in anywhere.
Oh,
maybe the line to the buffet first, but
I could probably run a 4.
You cannot run a sub 540 right now. You can't even chase after my kids and wait. Have a full air of lungs.
Are we talking handheld or laser?
Well, who's running the handheld? Are we talking, you know, somebody who starts at 2 seconds too late or what?
It all matters. But anyways, enough of that about that stuff. So, man.
For the record, I can't run a sub 540 either. So,
we didn't even have to ask that.
I'm just saying.
Andrew, so what are we looking at? The Glacier Boys are, what, 2-1?
We're 1-2.
1-2, excuse me.
Wow, everyone else is 1-2.
Right. So we're looking at one more game, right?
Regular season.
Playoffs next week.
Yeah. So what are your goals, man? Once this year is done? Like what are you hoping for, man?
When the FCF's over?
I guess, you know, if when the season's done with, like you know, what are your goals, man? You trying to get to the league, the NFL?
Of course. Yeah, that's the goal. Get to the league. Whether it's on a roster or a practice squad. You know what I mean? Just a chance to keep playing football. If I can play football for a living and be able to inspire kids and I'm happy with doing it, I mean that's a dream come true, you know. with that being said, I would love to play in the CFL too, Canadian Football League, because I really think I could make a team and get on the field in the CFL. I'd still be open to the XFL if they come back next year too. So I'm just seeking opportunities, because the thing is for me is I know I can play. Yeah. I've played against some of the best. Like in the offseason, I train with some of the Patriots because I live near them. Yeah. J.C. Jackson, I ran some one-on-ones with him. And obviously he's, you know, elite in the NFL, but right. I feel like I can play with anybody. So I'm going to just keep going until I feel like I'm not good enough. And I don't see that happening soon, you know.
It's a good mindset. I mean, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You've balled out so far. You've proven that you deserve to be on roster. I told you that before the podcast, and I was not lying. I'm not blowing smoke. Like, you have proven that you deserve a call, like, for sure.
Yeah. Bring me in for a work. Anybody. Bring me out of DB and let me run routes against them. I feel like I can get open, you know.
Well, I've played with.
I'm an owner of the Packers, a part owner. So let me make a phone call to Mr. Yes. LaFleur and see what we can do. Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
I've played, man, with, you know, Wes Welker when he was with Denver and scat type receivers like yourself. And I can tell you right now, you must definitely deserve a shot. I can tell you right now, without saying any names, you deserve a shot over top of some who are given the chance right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that. I'm really not. RJ obviously shared it with you as well. We honestly believe that you have the talent, and you showcased it day in and day out in the FCF right now, and it's just exciting to watch that. It really, really is. It doesn't matter, because the beauty about it is it doesn't matter if you played at a Big Ten school or if you played at a D2 school or it does right. not matter.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Was a quarterback, I think, right? Was he?
Edelman, quarterback.
Edelman, yeah, thank you. Edelman was a quarterback at a D2
Adam
school.
Adam Thielen, D2. I can go on and on about that.
Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead. Shadron State.
You know the returner for the Saints? Quick kid, his name's Deontay Harris. He was a pro bowler. Nasty. I played against him 3 out of 4 years in college. He played in my conference. He played at Assumption.
No way.
So, just goes to show you, yeah.
Doesn't matter where you go, man. And
keep putting that tape out there, because, like, you pop on every single game day. You pop. Like, you're doing the right thing. And you have the right mindset. Like, I love the confidence that you ooze.
Oh, yeah.
So,
confidence is not toxic, you know?
Trust me, you're walking that line perfectly right now. Right. Who throws the best ball in the FCF? The most catchable ball.
That's a good question. The most catchable? I like Francois.
He throws a very nice ball.
The kid number 10, Braden Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He throws a good ball. He's so tall. You can see it the whole way. I think Marshy's nasty, the kid who plays with the Zappers.
Oh, sure.
I haven't got to play with him in a game, but he's nasty too. And Pindell, our guy, I mean, he flicks it. He throws it right off the ear. He's got he throws a good ball too. But when I say all the quarterbacks here are good, they can all throw the ball. Jurdy throws dimes, you know. Mm.
Yeah.
He's one of the only pocket passers in this league. A lot of these guys can run. Jurdy sits back there and throws dimes.
He reminds me of Pennington a little bit. Jurdy does. Just like the accuracy. Because Pennington was one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. People forget that. He had an 80% completion percentage. Oh, I suppose. Never. I'm sorry. You're a Patriots fan.
80s fan. Oh, my gosh. So good old Jimmy White, James White's my boys. We were roommates in college.
Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Sweetie,
that's my guy. That's my guy right there. But my goodness, man. So okay. So one thing I wanted to bring up, man, since you guys are talking about quarterbacks, man, what is up with this? What's up with this? Every third series, the backup quarterback has to come in.
Yeah, that's just the way that. I think that's kind of a cool wrinkle, though.
I like it too.
There's no such thing as a backup quarterback. Every quarterback plays, and
I guess.
I mean, I guess it's good because now guys will complain about not starting. and everyone gets film. Everyone gets a chance to show, to prove themselves. But if you're not performing, then you won't get drafted, you know? But if you go out there, the kid Braden Smith threw the Hail Mary. He won that challenge on Wednesday, and then he got drafted, you know? So I personally like it because I've seen all the quarterbacks, and I know they can all play. And I guess it's good, too, if you get stuck with a quarterback who's not so great. Now at least you get another quarterback that's actually going to be taking snaps in the game. So
that's a really good way to look at it.
One thing that Ray Austin, one of the co-founders of the league, he has been very adamant about is that this is like giving tape to NFL, CFL teams that to be able to help you guys to either move on to make maybe a little bit more money or get to the NFL. He's like, I would not mind being a launching pad. He said, I want this to be a trampoline to get these guys to move. He's like, I would love it if they were there for season two, but if they move on, like, I'm going to give them a round of applause and like a clap on the back. And that was awesome to hear. So that every third series seeing that quarterback and giving the opportunity to, you know, you guys to be able to put some tape on. That is awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And it's definitely not a secret. I mean, everyone that's playing here is playing because they want to get to the NFL, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I said, before this league, we were all sitting at home calling ourselves free agents, but all we were doing is just training and waiting for the phone to ring. So a league like this, I mean, we're the only football league playing right now, which is huge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No NFL, no CFL yet. So it's a good opportunity and it's great exposure. Honestly, better than I thought. All the viewers we're getting close to 1 million a game. Now we got Josh Gordon playing. That's just going to jack it way up, you know.
RJ and I talk about that all the time, man. We always talk about, you know, comparing the NFL to other leagues. It's like all the other leagues, they have this sort of, you know, developmental league.
Right.
That being baseball, of course, obviously basketball as well, and other sports as well. But football, it's like, it's either you're NFL or not. It's like, but hold on a second. We're talking only, 53-man roster for 32 teams, so it's like 1,900 players. There's way more players out there that unfortunately are not getting their opportunity to showcase their talent, and I truly believe that you're one of those guys. You right now, and I know that you know you're the top of the FCF right now. If anybody talks about a player right now who's balling in the FCF, your name is most definitely going to be number one on there. So I think that this league, you have the opportunity to really be like that spokesperson. You really have the opportunity to be that example. This is why we need something like this. For players like myself who slip through the cracks and just aren't getting the opportunity, but you are now.
Right. It would be one hell of a story, you know, coming through being a D2 kid, coming through the FCF, and then hopefully going, you know, bigger and better.
Absolutely. You want to play for the Patriots?
I would, course.
Gotcha.
But I'm not going to lie, the second team I play for is the Packers. I've always said that.
Hey, for a
couple reasons.
Let me guess, Aaron M.F. and Rodgers. Yep, yeah, baby.
Right.
Can't disagree with that.
I love the cold weather teams.
Oh, yeah. You know so what, I mean? What about They're Buffalo?
I'm from Massachusetts. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
So now if I could play in Lambeau, I know nobody wants to come in there and play there. I would love that. I would own that.
Like the Buccaneers did. But RJ, would you have?
You know that the Packers are really what they're missing at the wide receiver is a slot receiver.
Yeah.
Or that guy on the outside who can come across the middle. So there you go. And I mean, Rodgers don't care where you are on the field, he'll find you.
I know.
Like I said, I'll make a phone call, part owner right here, you know?
Yep.
The Packers are just known for missing out on good players, though. So I don't see you going there, Andrew, if you had the opportunity. They just don't know how to do it. I don't know who's making the calls during draft or whatever.
His name is Brian Gutekunst.
My gosh. Rest in peace to Ted Thompson.
So here's my question for you. All right, I got all the fun questions. So Wild Aces and Glacier Boys, our fans, you know, we're rivals.
Yeah.
Inside the bubble, is there any, like, rivals kind of like that? Or is it all like friendly rivalries where like you guys are friends off the field? On the field, obviously you want to win, but as soon as the whistle blows, like you guys are boys again and it's no hard feelings. It's what happened on the field stays on the field.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the unspoken rule with football. Like, it, you know what I mean? If there's a fight in practice, you don't take it off the field. There's definitely some friendly rivalries like me and Jurdy, you know what I mean? Sure. Just talking shit. But it's funny because once those games start and once people start hitting, it gets chippy, you know? And we're not really friends anymore for that 1 hour game. But after it, like I said, it's all love and we don't take it off the field, but it definitely gets competitive.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it get pretty chippy. There was, I think it was the Beast. Was it you guys in the Beast where there was some extra? Was that the Beast or was it the Zappers? I think there was some extracurricular shoving going on, some trash talking.
I think that was the other game, but our game there was some trash talking too.
Yeah. I can't remember what game it was. Anyway, that was it's you guys have kept it competitive, that's for sure. So all right. What do you do when you're not at practice or games? Do you play video games? Are you watching TV shows, movies?
I play video games. I'm a big Madden guy.
Okay.
I play Call of Duty.
Wait. What console? Before we keep going.
I'm an Xbox guy.
Oh!
I knew you were gonna be pissed. But I will say I'm gonna get a PS5 soon.
You probably got an Android too, huh?
Nah, come on. Okay. I knew you were either gonna be happy or mad when I said Xbox, but
it's all good. I played Xbox all throughout high school, but go ahead.
I converted him to a Sony pony.
You did?
Yeah, I'm gonna convert
him. So Madden. You said Warzone?
Yeah.
What else? What else we got?
That's kind of... I play a little 2K.
Yeah.
I mainly just play Madden and Warzone right now. I go through different phases. You know what I mean? I'll play whatever new games come out that I like. I'll play like Grand Theft Auto or whatever. Games like that.
Well, that's because you got an Xbox. There's no good games over there. So there's nothing else to play.
I grew up on Microsoft, so
hey, Halo's coming out, man. Halo's coming out. They just bought Bethesda, so you got Elder Scrolls, Wolfenstein, all that good stuff. But yeah, so do you play online a lot on Madden?
Oh yeah, yeah. I play online. Like I'll just pick up and play an online game too, but I play through the Discord app. Like I play with a lot of my boys. We'll pick a team and then we'll go through seasons with like, you know, having a draft and that gets pretty competitive too. So that's fun.
Who's your, like if you needed a win, like if you got, there's 20,000 people tuning in to, if you're on Twitch and you need a victory, who's your team on Madden?
I'm going with Dallas.
Got that run game. Got to go with it. That run game.
But they got Dak to throw it. And they got three good receivers with some speed.
True.
I like Cleveland, too.
Run games. That's the best run game.
That's the team that Mons always plays with.
Actually, I switched it up. Cardinals. But
love the Cardinals.
That with Cardinals, Hops, man.
Yeah, they're nasty.
You throw it to Fitzgerald, he's going to catch it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a guaranteed first down. And then you got Hopkins, of course, streaking down the middle. You can just throw it deep, but
yeah,
some fun stuff, man. I mean, we play a lot of video games here, obviously, at Untapped Keg, and obviously we're streaming on Twitch, so we gotta obviously talk about video games. We streamed some Grand Theft Auto yesterday, Warzone, of course, FIFA,
Rainbow Six. Rocket League. We're huge into Rocket League if you play Rocket League.
Yeah. Okay, I don't, but some of my boys do. They play Apex, too. You guys play Apex?
Sure,
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about getting into streaming. I never really thought about it until I got here, and now I started getting some fans, you know what I mean, some kids that are, you know, blowing up my Instagram.
Do it, man.
And I think I could get some people to watch.
Do it, man. It's simple.
If we can do it, anybody can do it.
Regardless, I might as well stream, you know.
There you go.
Right. And I'm sure, man, you'll probably right now, because where you're at right now, you're on the rise right now, man, your name. So you can at the gate, probably come with like 1,500 to 2,000 followers, already get subscriptions, already start getting paid, get sponsors. I mean, you're on fire right now. So might mess around. And if the FCF obviously catches wind of it, they'd be like, okay, we're just going to make this kid the face of the league. So, yeah. You got to utilize it, man.
Right.
So utilize it.
Yeah, definitely. That's what Commissioner Ray is always talking about. Just take advantage of the platform, you know?
Got to.
Absolutely.
So I got a question for you.
Okay.
Kind of a fun question. What is up with the coach? What's up with this man's outfits?
Dude, he's just like that. Like, he'll dress like that. He'll dress like his casual dress is like some crazy cutoff shirt with like some funny pants and a goofy hat. Like, that's just how he is. I don't know. He's about to show. But he's a good coach. He coached the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
I know he coached in the CFL, and then he was the head coach of the University of Houston. So he's got a good football background, and he knows his stuff. He's pretty old school, which I like too, because I come from, you know, an old school house. Yeah. But yeah, he's all about the show. He loves that stuff. My dad said the same thing. He's like, "What the hell is that guy wearing?"
I love it. I love that we get to vote on what he's going to wear every week too. That is fun. Yeah. There's pants, and then he dresses around the pants. That's a good wrinkle. I enjoy it. That's the thing. It's so much fun. It's so much fun, right? This entire league. And I'm glad it's taken off the way that it has. But to get back to the video games and streaming, like, you got to look at Rocket League, my man. That game is so much fun. Like, you don't even have to be good, and you just laugh. And it's not just, it's not like, you know, a giggle like, oh, I stink. It's like a deep belly laugh. Like, I cannot believe that just happened. Kind of a laugh.
Yeah. No, my boys love it. So I'll probably get into it.
It's great. Absolutely. It is great.
FCF, man.
I mean,
so this weekend, you guys got the Wild Aces, correct?
Yep.
This is the team that
I think what you mean is the Wild Aces got you, but I'll let this you go
is,
with it.
I'll say we have the Wild Aces this weekend. That's right. Obviously, we fell short first week.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not here to we're not going to ask you what your guys' game plan is going into this weekend. But is there you feeling some intensity around the hotel, or well, I guess with the Glacier Boys and with I guess, well, you're franchise tagged. I guess there's just draft every week.
Yeah.
So my question is there intensity surrounding this game? Is there some intensity? Are you feeling it? Are you sensing it? Is that what's going on around the facilities?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every game day is so lit. You know what I mean? There's so much fun.
But by this being the last week of regular season,
I mean, it's still big. Still big. Even though playoffs start next week and everyone makes it, I mean, we're still trying to win. Nobody wants to be 1-3. There's going to be someone that's 1-3, and I'm just not trying to have all that shit talking on Twitter coming at me for being 1-3.
I can tell you right now, no matter what, that shit talking's coming. It's coming for everybody. Wild Aces, we don't discriminate. We're going for everybody. You win a Wild Ace, we're coming for you.
I'm at the draft last night. I get a tweet from the Wild Aces account that says, "I like Andrew Jamil. He seems like a good guy. It's a shame we're going to have to crush his hopes and dreams on Saturday."
I'm like, I saw that one. I retweeted that one, like, actually.
I saw your response, too.
Yeah. Funny. It's funny.
You, like I said, you pop on screen. Like, it's so much fun watching you play football. You make it enjoyable. And everybody should be proud of themselves with how this has been, because it's been a success. It has been an unmitigated success. It's a lot of fun. And, I'm so happy that you came on here. Like, you're awesome. I'm glad that you're here, like, you know, hanging out with us and just, you know,
thank
spitting
you guys
back
for
and forth.
Really, yeah, thank you guys.
We're not quite winding down yet. I'm just, I just wanted to let you know that. So
you're not leaving yet.
Yeah. If you need to, let us know, because it's a little late there, but
yeah, it's all right, but I'm good. We get to sleep in a little bit. They take care
of
us.
Walkers
tomorrow on the light day.
Okay. What is a typical day like?
So first thing we got is meetings 10 a.m. where Coach Jenks will pretty much talk about some of the stuff we're going to do at practice, some of the stuff we're going to work on. So we'll have meetings, then we'll eat, and then we'll get in the vans around 12, head to practice. Practice is 12:30, usually 2 hours. We're out there for a good amount of time. Then from there, we'll come back, and then we have lift 3 days a week. So if I got a lift, I'll lift, and then we'll have dinner, and then pretty much off till we have an 8:30 team meeting every night. So two meetings a day, one practice, sometimes a lift, and then, like I said, a lot of downtime. But in our downtime, they keep us busy in their own way, just giving us stuff to do. So
yeah, sounds like training camp. Sounds almost identical. It sounds identical to training camp. I mean, you're locked in a hotel, just like training camp in the league, and
the guys all the time. When I was getting ready for training camp here, training camp's a different story. They had us doing 2.5 hour double sessions every day for 2.5 to 3 weeks. So
that's full pads, both practices.
What's that?
Full pads, both practices.
Oh yeah, we never went live. We never went live, but we were running. And I'm driving here. You know, I'm thinking like you guys are. Like FCF's a lot of fun. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a little laid back. But we got here and they took football so serious. You know what I mean? The coaches, they wanted to make sure obviously we were ready to put on a show for the fans. We can't be out there looking, you know, like scrubs. So for that 2.5 to 3 weeks of training camp, I mean, that was a grind. That was a grind. So once the regular season started, it loosened up. So we're kind of chilling now, but training camp is no joke. And honestly, I mean, it's better that way because I want to get coached up and I want to get better. That was one of my main goals. That's why I played in this, you know.
Yeah.
Can't get better sitting at home, like I said. So if a team does call me after this season's over, I feel the best I've ever been right now, you know.
So
that's the beauty of it.
Go ahead, Mons. No, you go first.
I was just going to chime in and know exactly what he said. I was like, that's just the beauty about it is you just block out the outside noise and just keep putting up good tape.
Right.
You're going to get that call, man.
What corner brings the best out of you? Like, you have a little bit of a friendly rivalry, but, like, who do you like to see on the other side? And you're like, okay, I'm going to get some he's going to get my best because he brings it out.
Without a doubt, it's Mark Quill, 23.
All right.
Mark Quill Osborne.
He's the one who he pops on tape, too.
He's the baller, yeah. I'd say there's like three cornerbacks that to me have proven to be the best here. And I think, I mean, he's up there. He played at Tennessee and I mean, he can ball. He's good. Being a smaller guy, if I don't line up and bring some of my best shit every rep, I'm not going to win the rep. Some of these bigger guys can get away with running a lazy route or a lazy release because they can just push people around and make a tough contested catch. For me, if I don't have my hands ready, I'm not going to get off the line. I'm 170 pounds, you know? So every time I line up, no matter who's covering me, I got to come with everything I got. So, but Mark Quill, I think, is definitely one of the best ones here.
See, the little nuggets that you say like that is, I'm telling you, man, that's Bill Belichick, man. It's going to be just looking at the chops.
I got to get an opportunity, man.
Because he loves, like you said, the coaches love that stuff, man. So what you just stated is every single rep that you take, you have to go 100%. Because if you don't, you're not going to get a chance of catching the ball. You're not going to – every single catch of yours is going to be, you know, a contested catch.
And I've learned that the hard way. You know what I mean? I've gone, like, in college. Like, I have a huge game on a Saturday, come back to practice Tuesday, you know, thinking I'm the man.
Yeah.
When I was a younger kid in college and – I just realized, you know, I'll drop a ball and be like, all right, I need to reset. I need to refocus and think about what makes me be a good receiver. Mm-hmm. And I need to just do that every rep, you know. So it's been a long road for me, and I'm starting to get a little more experience under my belt. This is the first pro league I've ever played in because I just graduated last spring. Mm-hmm. So I'm still learning every day.
Oh, man, you're young. Oh, man.
I'm only 23. Young.
23 playing like this. Too. Oh, and receiver, that position's got longevity. So, oh, man.
I want to make some money, though. That's the thing.
Of course. Of course. You know? Of course. And it'll come, man. It'll come. It seems like you have your head in the right place.
Put some of that in the 401k. Little retirement advice from RJ.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty about it, man. It's and again, I'm not here to, kiss your ass. Pretty much, I'm not lying when I say this. You are a baller, man. You really are. And the way that you answer questions, you got your head in the right place, man. You're doing the right things. I'm a fan, man. RJ and I are fans.
I got great parents, They raised me the right way. And I'm one of seven kids, which is crazy.
Wow. Oh, so you've been scrapping your whole life. You want that piece of dessert, man. You better line up and get it. I get where that's coming from now.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm so locked in and focused on football. I love it. I come from a football family. Both my brothers play in college. My dad played in the Ivy League at Brown University. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I've just been doing it forever.
Well, geez, your dad is smart.
God, dog. My sister was actually a cheerleader for the Patriots the year they beat Seattle in the Super Bowl. So we're just a football family.
Oh wow, that's awesome, man. That's some pretty cool stuff. You said you guys got a family business, a restaurant, and is it in the Massachusetts area?
Yeah, it's in Massachusetts. Have you ever heard of Cape Cod?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I live. So my parents met and moved to the Cape when they were 25 years old, and they've been running restaurants on Cape Cod ever since, and they're in their 60s now. So they've been at it a while. And that restaurant business is a grind.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you know people that work in the restaurants, but it's a grind. So that's where I got my work ethic from. I mean, I've seen my dad go to work every morning and come home late at night. He does a lot of stuff by himself there. Like I said, I got good parents. I come from a good family, so I'm lucky. I'm blessed, and I know it too. I don't take that for granted.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got yourself a bright future, man. You got yourself a bright future.
I hope so. My only thing is that I don't know what plan B is if football doesn't work out. I've always been so focused on football, and I'm not saying football is not going to work out, because obviously that's my goal right now. But we'll see.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. It's really hard to have a plan B when you're playing football. It just consumes so much of your time. It really, really does. But it sounds like you got a good support system. So if football doesn't go your way, you got a strong system around you, it sounds like, to help guide you into a new direction.
Definitely.
And I'm not gonna lie, you're young enough, dude. I didn't know what I wanted to do till I was 26, 27. Like, I'm a lineman for your utility company. I work on high voltage power lines. So like,
yeah, I got one of my buddies about
that. Yeah. So, and that was a 1 year school, 1 year program. I ended up getting in.
Big month now.
Yeah. Especially with all these storms that are going through, but it's long hours. I mean, there was a stretch. We worked 14 days of 18 hour days. Like that's straight, 14 days straight. It feels good though, when you get people back power, but I'm saying, so if it doesn't work out, you have your degree, you said you graduated. Congratulations with that. So you can always fall back on that. I mean, chase it while you can, because you're young.
Exactly. That's what my pop says. You got the rest of your life to work.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. That's the biggest thing. I mean, I feel like I wasted a lot of talent. And like I said, 27, I got it. So. Use your talent that you have, and you're maximizing the opportunity that you have right now. And that's what luck is. Talent meets opportunity. And right now your talent is meeting the opportunity, and you're putting together some great tape, like we were talking about before the podcast. And the sky's the limit for you. And this is a lot of fun. Monts called me when you agreed to come on here, and he was like, he was so excited. Like, oh man, he was like yelling over the phone.
Yeah. I mean, so, we're getting a little long here, man. We're going to let you go here soon, but I got a last, I guess it's not necessarily a question, but I've been trying to think of something. So if you score a touchdown, I'm trying to think of
the celebration for a shout out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I was thinking about it too. Like, you got to pump the keg and then do the hose and be like, where is it? Where is it? Untapped keg, baby.
I like that.
Something along those lines. I mean, hey, Johnny Manziel said, what did he say? If we lose, we still
win,
booze.
Win or lose, we still booze.
Yeah, of course he did.
He would say that. Andrew, man.
Funny.
Andrew, yeah. Man. RJ, you have any more for him, man?
I really thank you for how candid you've been, how honest you've been. And this has been a lot of fun, man. And
it's been great. I might have to tap back in with you guys maybe before the playoff game or something. You
know? That would be that. I was actually going to ask if you'd be up for doing that because this was a lot of fun and we'd love to have you back.
Hell yeah, man. I loved it.
Awesome. Yeah, man. We thank you. You crushed it, man. And good luck to you Saturday, man. You know I'm right there with you. That's
Hell yeah.
My team.
Hell yeah.
That is my squad. Ice boys, ice in our veins, RJ. No one has time for your little ninja looking logo. We're playing football here.
I was gonna say, you know, them ice bunnies with the little ferret on their logo. It's really scary. So
okay.
Plus back to back weeks, Hail Marys.
Hey, so, you know, brutal. I'm a Packer fan. I'm used to heartbreak. All right.
Anyways, Andrew, man, we'll let you get some rest, man. I know you got practice tomorrow and prep for your game.
Yeah.
As always, man, we're huge fans. We wish you nothing but success. With FCF, and we pray and hope, man, that you make it to the NFL. And what it's looking like right now, I put all my money on it that you're gonna make it, man. You got the right mindset, you got the right work ethic, and you just keep doing what you're doing. And
that's it.
I have. There's no doubt in my mind that you won't make it. So keep doing it, man. Keep crushing it.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm gonna keep going.
All right. You've been so awesome. I'm gonna YouTube your highlights, and I'm just gonna tweet it at the Patriots every day.
Yes.
Tweet your highlights to the Patriots every single day.
Let's do it.
I know I'd be a Belichick guy.
Absolutely.
I'll shoot James a text.
There we go.
Check this kid out, man. He's got, you know, he's a baller, so he's got some weight there.
Hell yeah.
But all right, man.
All right. Hey, thank you guys. Have a good rest of the night.
You too. It's awesome.
All right, appreciate it.
See ya.
Cool cat right there, man.
That was a lot of fun.
You still alive?
Yeah. I didn't quit it yet.
Yeah. Let's end our in yeah. I like the kid.
Everybody, have a good night. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back on maybe a little bit later streaming some video games. So take care.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.